Welcome to each and every one of you amazing and courageous individuals who are on the road to recovery. This is our August 2018 support group meeting. Thank you one and all for convening here today. I did not receive any topics that you as members would like us to be able to put on the agenda today. And so what I want to suggest is there is a chat room mechanism here on the support group gathering forum. So just type in if you have a question, if you have a topic you want to address, we'll be sure to include that in the discussion that we have for today. There's also a questions and answers field as well. Feel free to type into either field and I'll be happy to respond. And of course, you can also address these as we connect to those of you who have called in as well. As is our custom and tradition, I want to first of all just provide a brief overview and preview of what's been happening here at Parkinson's Recovery during the month of August. First of all, what you're going to notice on the meditations page for members is that I started posting this week meditations on quantum healing. These are techniques that I personally use on a regular basis to maintain my own health and wellness. They are techniques that most people who know about healing keep pretty close to the chest, if I could say almost secret. Well, I think that's pretty silly, and so what I've done here on the member website pages for meditations, both short and long. The short ones are each and every weekday. The long meditation is about 30-minute meditation for the entire week. I've introduced exactly what quantum healing is all about. The bottom line of quantum healing really is that it provides a backdoor access to being able to clear out and transform any thoughts that are impeding and obstructing your ability to heal completely and totally. It's about really going into that place of having pure and unqualified intentions for being able to support your body's ability to heal. So you'll see a quantum healing meditation general one this week. Next week there's going to be one on get this digestion. And the following week, there's going to be one on your endocrine system, which, of course, involves all of those wonderful little hormones that keep our balance, our body in balance, including, of course, dopamine. Again, there's a longer meditation. For those of you who are regular members, you're well aware of that. If you are a new member, you may not have really realized the wealth of resources that I post here on the member websites each and every week. There are lots of other support websites as well, so be sure to check them out if you're a new member. And the idea, again, for those of you who are new members, is it's easy to get discouraged and down in the dumps when you're journeying down the road to recovery. It's never a steady course of improvement. It's always up and down as you begin to support your body's ability to heal. It helps, I think, to be able to tap into a positive support system, and that's what this set of member websites is designed to do, to provide you with all the basic core support that you need in order to be able to heal. What's been happening at Parkinson's Recovery in 2018? Well, the answer is that I've spent really most, if not all, of my time in being able to complete and announce and release the 2018 update to the core book that I now have had out for about 10 years, which is titled Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. Normally, I would have simply put all of this new information into the core book, but I really felt as though, since so many of you have already got the core kind of encyclopedia book, that it would really be a better idea to simply add everything we've discovered this past 12 months. This has been an amazing year of discovery, I have to say. New inventions, new ideas, new developments. It's the first time I've ever done an update over just what's happened over the previous year. The topics that I included in this new update are light therapy, and more specifically photobiomodulation, high-dose thiamine therapy, or B1, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy with a specific focus on a new device that I think has great promise called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, discussion about sleep, all about ketone esters, which is a really exciting development, I must say, discussion about CBD oil as might be support for persons diagnosed with Parkinson's, a section on macrobiotics, and finally a section that explains the underlying principle and the reason for amino acid therapy. A few little brief updates about a couple of these topics that have been follow-ups from when I actually released the update a couple of weeks ago. First of all, the ketone ester I announced in the book was currently available for purchase. The good news for everyone is it is still up and available for purchase. The challenge with the ester is that it takes quite a few steps in a laboratory to manufacture. It's a brand new process. This is, to my knowledge, only the second batch of ester that has actually been produced in the laboratory for commercial purposes. I think that, and I say again, I think there's no substantial support or research evidence to suggest what this ketone ester might do for persons diagnosed with Parkinson's. However, I have a pretty strong hunch and suspicion, and might I also say, I think, expectation, that taking the ketone ester for persons that are taking medicines might enable them to at least not have to take more medicines, or perhaps maybe even reduce the dosage of medicines they are taking. And of course, for persons who are not on medicines, it might also provide the opportunity to see sustained relief. So it's somewhat like what medicines might do. It's not healing from the inside out. It's not addressing causes. But I think, based on the evidence I've seen, that it does offer the promise of providing some at least temporary relief, which says a great deal about any therapy. And of course, from what I understand so far, there are no side effects. So you can purchase this still on the ketoneaid.com/buy website, which is really not a public website. It's really very private since they have a limited supply. And they have a what's called trainer bottle. This is from Frank Losa, who's the CEO of Ketone Aid. And basically, Frank has a limited supply, but he wanted to make sure that anyone with Parkinson's symptoms has the heads up on the opportunity to give this trial run. The trainer bottle costs $300. You can get shipping free if he tells me you add in the coupon code ZERO, Z-E-R-O. It's still available for sale. And, of course, I think it's sufficient to say, given the demand, this will eventually run out, if not soon, at least in the next few weeks or even month or so. The reason why supply is going to be such an issue is that the athletic teams, the professional athletic teams, are craving to get a supply of this because it boosts their performance. And so that's why Frank has held back on announcing the availability of this supply, since really his interest is in being able to provide this as support for persons who are currently experiencing Parkinson's symptoms and other kinds of symptoms. So first of all, I just want you to know that the ester is still available for purchase if you'd like to pursue that as an option. And then second of all, just in case you haven't heard the other option that's a possibility, if you have thought about trying or taking or experimenting with CBD oil, there is an opportunity that I recommend you consider, and it's a great opportunity. Basically, you can purchase the CBD oil. The recommended dosage is 1,500 milligrams. That's a high concentration at the best price. And try it for a month. You might have to experiment with the number of drops to make sure that you figure out the number that you need. In the end, if it works, hooray. If it doesn't, the reason I so strongly endorse this is you can return the empty bottle. I mean, you've used the whole friggin' bottle, and if you felt like it didn't provide or address symptoms that you were experiencing, return it to the company, and they will give you a full 100% refund. Well, that's a wonderful opportunity to just say, all right, nobody wants to spend $100 on something that they're not sure will help. Well, this is the case here. We really don't know whether this will help you or not. Yes, we do know for sure that CBD oil does help some people. There's no doubt about it. But we don't know if it will help you. And so this is a way to give it a try at really no risk. Now, when I say no risk, I have to do a little qualification. You will have to return the empty bottle in a postage, and so the postage might cost $3 or $4, so it's not exactly risk-free. There's a tiny little expense that might be incurred. But overall, as best I can tell, the CBD oil seems to be helping quite a few people, so I think it's a pretty good bet to go ahead and give that a trial run. There's a link to the company that gives or extends this offer. It's the only one that I've seen out there. And so you can click there and go in and see whether or not this is something that calls out to you or not. I do endorse this particular company. They have high-quality products. It seems like they're a company that has high integrity. I've done my own due diligence, and so it feels like after searching for a couple of years for a company that makes CBD oil, that this one seems like it's one that I can comfortably recommend. There are a lot of companies out there that offer and sell CBD oil. If you have been purchasing CBD oil and using it from another company and you're satisfied, I would continue with that, quite frankly. It is the case that this company offers the lowest prices and the highest quality, but once you develop a relationship with a company, I think it makes a big difference to be able to continue that relationship. But again, if you're looking for another company, if you take CBD oil and you're not particularly happy with the company that you've been using, the one that I now support, I think, is a reputable company. Plus, the other great advantage of this company is they have a high concentration. It's a 1,500 milligram. When I first announced CBD oil as a possibility for persons with Parkinson's, and many people in my audience got it and were really pleased with the result, the concentration there was only 300 milligrams, so it wasn't that much. But here, we've now got a company that has a very, very high concentration bottle, which, by the way, is also the best price. So when you look at the price as a function of the contents, the price of the 1500 is actually the best buy that's available out there in the marketplace. So CBD oil, something that you might want to consider if you're looking for ways to find temporary relief from your symptoms. Some people clearly report back that it's been beneficial, so it's something that you might want to take a closer look at and see if you want to explore that or not. And again, there are lots of other of these particular therapies that I cover in great detail. In some cases, I've re-listened to the interviews I've done with the experts about each of these therapies, and I've summarized what they said, and then, of course, I've added additional information as well from a research perspective. So the 2018 update to Road to Recovery basically has been the one key focus that we've had here at Parkinson's Recovery. Now, the final update that I want to give, and the heads up, is that because we've had so many people that have seized the opportunity to try the CBD oil from this company called CTFO, that we are actually sponsoring a special program through this same kind of format that we're using here for the support group that basically covers a lot of questions that my audience has asked about the CBD oil and this particular company. How do you order? What's the best price? Et cetera, et cetera. And so we're going to go through all of those questions. The other issue that has come up is it's not been available in Canada for forever. But apparently there's an announcement coming out tomorrow. We're hopeful that what they're going to be telling us is that shipments to Canada are now authorized. And so we'll see what that update is. But to get the detail on the company, the specifics of how to be involved, how to order as a customer, what's the best price, all of those kind of details, we're going to have a program here on Thursday of this week at 12 noon Pacific time, where we're going to cover all of that. And, of course, you can also listen to the replay of that program if you're not able to listen live. So I'm going to now check into the chat room box and see. Hello, I'm Vana. Hi, Vana. It's so great to see that you're here. Now, let me look and see at the questions. And we do have a question that's been submitted here just recently. And what I'm going to do is read this question right now before I connect in with those of you who called in and see if I can to provide some kind of comment or response if that's required. So this comes from Mary Ann. Hello, I am new to the group and the site. Well, welcome, Mary Ann. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2014. I took Cinnamint for 3 months and did not like it. I switched to the amino acids therapy, specifically the Marty Hines methods, and did very well for 2 years. Now, that amino acid therapy is one of the ones that I describe in some detail in the 2018 update. I started detoxing with different doctors because I just felt my gut was problematic and I felt sick. I heard the talk recently with Marty Hines. That probably was the radio show interview that I conducted with Dr. Hines, or I should say Hines, as I learned on the interview. He pronounced his name Hines rather than Hines. No one addressed my gut issues at the time, and I guess they had to look at that because gut issues are common with Parkinson's, as was mentioned on the radio show. Exactly right. In fact, there are a number of researchers currently who are suspecting that the originating cause of many Parkinson's symptoms actually is sourced in the gut or the digestive system rather than in the brain. I am and have been on Cinnamint for the last year and a half out of desperation. Before that, I followed Ivy Faber and Lynn Hanshaw and did sleep detox. It was too much, and I spiraled down, and while on the amino acids, not because they were not working. I had a herniated disc in the winter of 2015, and having surgery and taking drugs set me back toward the end of the 2 years. Started having difficult dyskinesias, was on Results RNA products, and vitamins and phosphatidylcholine to slowly recover. Been seeing a homeopathic chiropractor and slowly repairing the body and the mind. Now I am feeling improved, except the Cinnamint continues to cause dyskinesia. I'm going to try LDN soon. I have an appointment with an MD psychiatrist next week. I am hoping to get off the Cinnamint, yet online I see Lexi and her friend from Norway are only a few that have done well taking it and getting off the Cinnamint. It sounds like there is more happening for MS patients. Do you think it is worth a try? I am on 450 milligrams of Cinnamint a day. I do not like the B6 issue along with other problems with Cinnamint. So here, Mary Ann is basically, I think, asking the question about LDN, which is low-dose naltrexone. And, yes, we've had three or four different radio show interviews with Lexi and her colleagues. Lexi has been a strong proponent of LDN and felt as though it was providing her with remarkable relief from her own symptoms. Lexi reports that she would take the Cinnamint during occasions when she had a particularly challenging program or event during the day, but otherwise she, I guess, was not taking the medicines at all. So she was a strong proponent of LDN, and there's quite a bit of scientific research indicating that it does enhance and support the immune system. It basically tricks the immune system into becoming stronger and more vibrant. So here, the question really is, this is one among a number of other possible options that can be considered for recovery. We're really talking here dozens and dozens of options. You can see just in my update, I've just covered the possibilities that I've been able to document just in the last 12 months. There are quite a few different kinds of possibilities and options. So there are a lot of choices out there, which is both exciting and also, to a certain extent, a bit frustrating and puzzling for many people. I can report many people get puzzled and stymied because they feel as though, oh, there are too many options. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And so they basically decide not to do anything. So here, the question really then focuses on one very specific therapy, which is called low-dose naltrexone. It requires a prescription from a medical doctor to be able to pursue this. And so, Marianne, you're asking me, should you do this or not? Well, first, to clarify for all of you, those of you who are new members and who are not, I am a doctor. Yes, many people call me Dr. Rogers, and they have for now many, many decades. But that's because I am a researcher, a PhD type researcher. I'm not a medical doctor. So when it comes to making recommendations on should you take one kind of therapy or another, or what about a dose of this or that, I really have to just step back and say, you know what, I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm certainly not qualified to make any of those recommendations. But I have a follow-up comment that I'd like to be able to make. You're asking me this question, but Marianne, I think and I believe strongly that the best resource to ask this question is not me, is not your healthcare professional, is not your family or friends, it's yourself. Ask your body whether or not this is a therapy that would be beneficial or not. I do it all the time myself, and I've always been very pleased with the kind of answers that I get. I don't often get answers that I expected, but I follow whatever the muscle testing results tell me to do. So when I say muscle testing, I know some of you are avid muscle testers. You have techniques you use all the time. If you want to learn more about muscle testing and don't know much about it, I think you'll discover if you go on YouTube and just type in muscle testing, you'll see hundreds and literally hundreds of videos of people demonstrating one muscle testing technique or another. There are lots of different systems. There are lots of different ways of muscle testing. What you're really doing with muscle testing is you're asking the body whether or not taking something like LDN would be beneficial for you at this time. So you can muscle test it and ask the question and see what the answer actually is. Now, to also clarify for everyone, a lot of people believe that muscle testing requires the help of, let's say, healthcare professional like a naturopath doctor or a chiropractor or a massage therapist. In other words, a second person has to be involved. And that's typically because the most standard muscle testing technique is you're holding your arm out straight parallel to the ground, and the person doing the testing pushes your arm down. If there's a sign of strength, your body is saying yes. If your arm flops down to your side, in other words, there's weakness, your body is saying no, the answer is no. I can also report that the error, the mistake that many people make with muscle testing is they do not ask specific and follow-up questions. So, for example, if you want to muscle test the question, should I be taking LDN? It's a new therapy. Does my body need that right now? If you just ask the question, should I take LDN? Of course, the muscle testing may say no. Well, you're done. Your muscle testing may say yes. All right. Okay, great. But all right, when should you take LDN? Should you begin taking it right now? Should you wait a week or 2 months or 3 months? And so when you get the answer of when, then you want to ask, well, all right, so it looks like the muscle testing said I should start maybe in a week. How much of that should you take? And so you can begin to ask questions of the actual quantity of the LDN you should start with. And so you can get all sorts of information, but you don't want to just be general in the kind of questions that you ask. Many people use muscle testing to decide whether or not to take supplements or medications. And if so, how much? And so if they're, for example, considering taking their prescription medications in the morning, they'll ask, should I take this prescription medication now? They'll be holding it in their hand. They'll muscle test it, whatever muscle testing technique they're familiar and comfortable with using. And if the answer is yes, they don't stop there. They then say, all right, how much this should I take? They'll get that answer. It may be only a half or a third, or maybe more, maybe two. And then they'll ask, okay, when should I take it? Should I take it now? Should I wait a couple of hours? Should I take it later in the day? And so you have to keep asking follow-up questions. I've got a whole explanation of muscle testing in a little booklet that is certainly available to anybody who'd like to learn more about this. If you're now a bit unknowledgeable about muscle testing, just email me. And just if you would just say, please send me your muscle testing booklet, I'll be happy to send back an attachment of the little booklet. It's a little tiny book, and it describes four muscle testing techniques that I use myself all the time. I don't have to involve anybody else in being able to get the answers. So these are self-guided muscle testing techniques, no requirement to make an appointment with a healthcare professional to do the muscle testing for me. And in the end, I said this over and over, and I think in every single support group gathering we've ever convened here over the last 3 or 4 years, I strongly believe that recovery hinges on taking full and complete control over the decisions that you make about your recovery, not relying on what somebody else might say. So get you know, ask the questions, ask me, ask others, what do you think, and then what you want to do is to go back into yourself and to say, all right, body, is this something that I need for myself? Having said all of that, and again, I'm recommending Marianne, okay, just muscle test this and see where you come out with the answer. But then I want to say with LDN, we know that it clearly helps some people. It doesn't help others. There was a holistic neurologist, of all things, that's pretty rare to find, who used to be in Seattle, and then she moved to Colorado. And I attempted to get her on the radio show. The answer was no. But I did hear from some of her patients who had asked her to prescribe LDN, and she refused. And so I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder why. And the answer is that, like a lot of prescription medicines, it basically creates toxins, particularly it can clog up the liver. And so she felt as though, at least for that particular patient, it would not be a recommended therapy. So it's not a therapy that's without consequences. Any kind of prescription medicine can always have side effects. So you want to ask, all right, are the side effects going to be worth the benefit that I will actually receive? So again, it tricks the immune system into becoming stronger and more enhanced. Why would LDN work for some people and not for other people? Well, my perspective, speaking as a researcher, is there really is an answer. And that answer is, if the factors that are primarily responsible for aggravating the symptoms a person currently experiences happen to fall into the category of microorganisms, bacteria, viruses, candida, fungus, all of those live kind of nasty critters, and by the way, parasites might even need to be at the top of that list, then these are living entities, some consciousness in your body that is basically inside that needs to be released. And so how does the body do that? Well, the immune system is basically what is responsible for getting rid of all of those nasty critters, wherever they might reside, whether it's in the gut, which is oftentimes the case, in the brain, in the big toe, in the little finger, wherever they are. And so why can LDN help? Well, it basically does boost the immune system. And again, it's not an instant thing. It takes a number of months for the immune system to get stronger and stronger. And then all of a sudden the immune system is able to realize, oh, okay, well, let's get to work now in getting rid of this appendicitis or this strep infection or this staph infection or whatever might be the infection that is responsible for aggravating whatever symptoms you might currently be experiencing. So another kind of a question you might basically meditate on and maybe even muscle test, Marianne, would be the question of, okay, are infections an issue in your body? Now, having said all of that, I might also basically say, well, how do you boost your immune system? And, of course, the answer is, well, you can also, instead of using medicines like LDN, you can do that naturally, which means all the kinds of things we all know make a difference in boosting the immune system. Daily exercise, a clean diet of organic foods that has a lot of variety, et cetera, et cetera. Being able to transform thoughts that are not in your best and highest good. So basically, we know there are things you can do to boost your immune system naturally without taking LDN drugs. Well, thank you for that wonderful question, Marianne. And again, if anyone has follow-ups, be sure to enter them here into the page. Now, it looks like I've got some additional questions that I'll go ahead and read. Marianne says, thank you. Marianne says, yes, thanks. My chiropractor has muscle tested and came up with a yes. Have heard other success stories with LDN for Pete. Yes, that's right. And so great. You've already had that muscle tested and you've got a good go for it. So it sounds like that's something that would be a wonderful choice for you. Marianne, thanks. I will use a pendulum. I am new to it. Oh, great. And again, a pendulum is one of those many, many other different possible ways to get answers, but it's a really good one. So a pendulum is something that you can also use for sure. So let me now look at the questions and answers page and make sure, okay, it looks like we've covered all of those. And now I've got in the chat room a question from Vana. It says, would you please repeat URL for what you have discussed? So I'm not sure, Vana, exactly what you're referring to here. I think if it is about the LDN interviews on the radio show, it's pretty easy to get those listings. If you'll go on to the radio show page for members, and everyone here on this particular program is a Parkinson's recovery member, you'll just go on the radio show page and scroll down to where it says LDN or low-dose naltrexone. Click on that category. And all of the interviews that I've conducted about that topic will pop up. They'll all be populated. So you don't have to get an actual address. That's just automatic for you. So as a member, you go on to the member websites. And again, remember, there are 12 websites. And you'll go down to the radio show page. That's all the listings of the pages, for those of you who are new members, are on the right column. And you just click on that little picture, and it always brings you to the next page. Every page is populated with the same listings. And then you'll see at the bottom, I think it's the next to the last one, it says radio show. So click on the radio show. Go to that page. There are 250 radio show interviews that are basically posted on that page. And then on the right-hand column, scroll down, and you'll see a long listing of categories. Since we've done so many shows, we've covered a lot of different subjects. And then go down to where it says LDN, click on that category listing, literally click, and then again over on the left you'll see the listing of all of the radio show interviews that I've conducted that have the subject LDN. I don't know how many will actually populate. As I recall, I've had at least three, if not four, shows that were specifically directed to people who wanted to learn about low-dose naltrexone as a therapy. Let me now check in and say hello to those of you who have called in. And again, if you want to continue to suggest topics or ask questions, feel free to use that chat room mechanism there, box, and we'll be sure to go back and read whatever thing you might have actually been able to enter and address that question for you. So let me now say hello to Jane from Italy. Hello, how are you, Jane?
So-so. How are you, Robert?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. It's a gorgeous day here in Washington on the shores of the Puget Sound.
I don't really know what to say except that after the course of Jumpstart Recovery, I sort of took a nosedive again. And it's more emotionally than anything else. Physically, I'm about the same, which is basically that I have a tremor in my right lower leg and foot, and that's about the extent of my my symptoms, other than feeling stiffer than I've ever felt before in my life. which is a yoga teacher, is kind of a drag.
Yeah. But most of the issues have been emotional, it sounds like?
Most of them are emotional. They're triggered by the tremor, which it's basically not that visible outside of my own inner body. Because if I sit, I don't know what to say. It's emotional. And I'm tired. And I feel for not being better.
Ah. So I'm going to just make a comment about that, Jane, that hopefully will be somewhat helpful. When my first wife died in 1999, I literally fell apart and couldn't function. Told the university I wasn't coming back. I didn't care what they did. And they actually gave me a sabbatical, and I used that opportunity to begin attending a healing school, something I'd never done before. I never really had a massage. I had never done any healing whatsoever, but I thought, all right, I've got to make a choice if I want to stay on this earth. I've got to do something different. And so I started going to the healing school. And to my surprise, instead of just being there 1 year to basically get my own personal healing, I stayed for 4 years and actually graduated from this program. What I learned was the following. When I really engaged in a deep and an enduring journey of healing from the inside out, I suddenly began to release and unearth all sorts of feelings that some of them, I have to say, I had never really experienced before. I didn't even have any words to express or describe what these feelings were. They were all new, and they were very troubling to me. They ranged the gamut from deep, 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 profound depression to despair, to hopelessness, to helplessness, to you name it. And I didn't really have any real reason to experience any of that. I had an excellent job. My university was giving me all the support that I needed or could ever expect. And so, you know, what is it? What's the real reason why I'm just feeling so absolutely awful? And what I was able to learn from getting a lot of support from all the staff there at the healing school, it was called the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, was that when you really begin to heal, you do release and unearth all sorts of feelings that have sort of been stuck and buried inside at the cellular level. That is really what happens. And so at that point, there's a choice, as they explained to me. The choice is the same choice that I had been making my whole life, and that is to say, okay, all of a sudden I'm beginning to feel this hopelessness, and I can stomp it out. I can push it back inside. I mean, I know how to function. I know how to make things happen. I know how I can do my work and my job, and how do I do that? Well, I'm not going to sit around feeling hopeless if I'm a professor. I've obviously got to have some degree of confidence. And so I learned over a long period of time, all right, if I'm beginning to feel these feelings that are just so unpleasant, I can stuff them. The problem is that we stuff. We use a lot of energy to stuff all those feelings in, and they literally get glued like super glue to the tissues. In other words, they're not released. They're basically there, and they accumulate. These dark energies accumulate. Where do they come from? Well, from all sorts of places. My Lord, there's never any one single source. There are lots of events that we experience in our life that are unpleasant, that are traumatic, and so they basically accumulate over a long period of time. And so the healing process is just the reverse of that. Instead of burying it, instead of sticking those feelings down deep inside our body, like, again, attaching them like super glue to our tissues, we basically say, okay, wait a minute, I'm spending a lot of my energy stuffing all of these unwanted feelings down inside my body. I'm going to do the reverse. I'm going to release all of that. What happens then is you begin to experience a lot of feelings, very deep feelings. Some of them are quite wonderful, but some of them are not. Some of them are pretty horrible. And so at that point, what I learned to do is simply to sit with the feelings. In other words, don't stuff them, but sit with them, be with them, and don't run away, don't get scared. And that's actually, in terms of people who are healers, that's really all they learn how to do. They learn how to release all of the feelings that they have stuffed. And when you go to a therapist, like, for example, a cranial sacral therapist or a Reiki therapist or an energy healer of one kind or another, if they're really good at what they're doing, they've released their own traumas, their own untoward experiences that they've stuffed for their entire life. They've basically cleared their energy field so that when they're working with another person and that person all of a sudden gets scared or they become hopeless or helpless or whatever the feeling might be, the healer doesn't get scared themselves. They are able to hold the energy for their client and support their client's ability to simply stay in that same place of hopelessness or helplessness or despair or depression or whatever it is, whatever the word might describe the feeling. Feelings are deep. And there are a couple of other realities that I just need to give to you about what I learned about releasing these unwanted feelings. And that is that if you can simply stay present with one of those deep, deep down feelings that you've been running away from your whole life, if you can just be with it for, get this, as little as 1 to 2 minutes, it will release. It's really quite remarkable. I couldn't believe this when they first told me this. They said, all right, just stay with it. Don't run away from it. Now, it's easy to run away because we've done that our whole life. So what you want to do is, when those emotions begin to surface, the idea is, I don't want to do this, and you'll run away. You'll stop it. And by the way, the easiest way to stop the feelings is to stop breathing. And that's what you'll notice. You're probably doing that. I've done that my whole life. If you want to stop a feeling, just stop breathing. So that's why breath work can be such a valuable therapy, is with breath work, you continuously breathe, and that's what helps release these particular feelings. So being able to simply sit with these feelings is something that is what is required in order to be able to basically unglue the attachment of the feeling to the physical tissues in your physical body. So the good news is that these are unpleasant experiences, but the other even better news is the following. You mentioned that you have low energy. We expend a great deal of energy in holding the feelings down. It takes a lot of energy not to be able to just let feelings emerge and flow through us. After all, if you look at a child who hasn't yet been damaged by the world or by relatives or their parents or, you know, who knows whom, what you'll notice is a child will literally run from one feeling to another. They're angry, and all of a sudden the anger it's gone. I mean, they were angry for 15 seconds, and all of a sudden, boop, they're on to a different place. So children know very easily how to experience the feeling and just let it go. But as we become adults, it's not socially acceptable to express a lot of feelings, and so we just learn how to stuff those feelings. So the good news about the healing experience is, if you can allow yourself to sit with the feelings, what you're going to discover is going down and actually tapping into the feeling. The feeling is not as bad as you were thinking it would be. I mean, it's not as horrible as you thought, and is really not a good reason to run away from just being able to feel it and experience it and release it. And then what you're going to discover is you'll have more energy. So it takes a lot of energy to stuff the feelings down. Instead, just reverse that and say, all right, I feel absolutely depressed and lousy and terrible. Sit with that. Be with that. Be present with each and every moment. And then when you begin to feel worse and worse, just go with the flow. Do not stop it. And the good news is, the more you can learn how to do that, being able to tap into that unwanted, horrible feeling for just a minute or 2 minutes. And the miracle, I've experienced this over and over, the miracle is, oh my God, all of a sudden I feel lighter, I feel happy. It's like a curse has been removed, if I could use that terminology, and you're on your way to being able to really get well. So in the end, what I just want to reflect on for you, Jane, is that it's hard work. Most people run away from it. And yet, if you can allow yourself to simply be present with whatever those emotions are, whatever they are, just to be fully and completely present, and if they get deeper and more profound, you just stay with that and be with that, they will release. And I would say if the emotions are really percolating right now, that's a wonderful kind of an opportunity to really heal from the inside out. So the more releases you can do of those feelings, the lighter you will feel in the end and the more energy you will have. And perhaps I should also say that's been my experience. And in working with other people with these kinds of issues, I found that's their case as well. So sitting with the feelings really is the key to being able to truly heal from the inside out.
I believe you. But I just don't. Mostly what I feel when I try to sit with the feelings is I feel numb. And gosh, I don't know. Can I switch for a minute? I have a question to ask.
Sure.
I'm going to this yoga retreat, and I told you before, I'm kind of scared about it, but because I'm not the same way I used to be. And there are a lot of people there that I knew before when I was sort of alive and vibrant and flexible and able to do everything. And I'm wondering if I would do well to tell my roommate that about my condition or not ahead of time. I was thinking about Skyping her and saying, I just want to give you a heads up. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'm looking forward to our spending time together. But you may find me different. I don't know what to say because I don't want to be a drag on someone. Or present them with a situation where, basically, what is it that's different is that I'm more rigid than I used to be, and I have a little bit more trouble being social. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily matter. We're not going to spend all our time in the room. We're going to spend most of our time out. I just don't know. I don't know that there's an answer. Maybe I should muscle test the answer.
Well, so my thought for you, Jane, is that all of what you said right now is anticipating the future of what it might be like when you see your roommate or when you connect with your roommate at the actual event or what might happen when you're connecting with other people. And so what probably will help greatly is to, as best as possible, always simply be present with the moment and with the person. And keep in mind, you're reflecting on some shifts in your own body that have occurred. So you're going to see a lot of different people here at this event that you've known from previous years. Remember, a lot of these people have also experienced changes in their life and in their bodies. Everybody goes through all sorts of experiences, and so the person today may be a very different person from yesterday. Well, you're not the only one that's been changing, and I think changing for the better. So the question is, what do you say to a person about what's happening, or how do you rigidly define it? And I suppose in the moment you might be able to know and feel like, well, what would be the appropriate thing to say? It does feel like, too, Jane, that just thinking about this, anticipating this, is causing some degree of anxiety and anxiousness. Would that be a fair summary?
Sure, would be. Yeah.
So maybe being able to just realize, okay, it's not a question of reifying the situation. When I say reify, I just mean making it concrete and saying to somebody, for example, that I have, and then you name a disease. Well, that really reifies it. It concretizes whatever the situation is. Instead of that, you could just take it, you know, moment to moment. And if you're walking, for example, with your roommate to an event and you're maybe a little slower than they are, just in the moment, you might just want to reflect, boy, I'm really feeling rigid in the moment. And this has been happening a bit here recently. You know, it's just like be in the moment. And what you might begin to realize as you connect with other people is that they're experiencing some challenges too, whatever they might be. And so you can all kind of share some of the different kind of experiences that you're actually having.
Funny thing is, I actually walk really fast.
Oh, so your roommate can't keep up with you.
My husband can barely keep up with me.
That's interesting. So they're probably looking at you thinking, we wish we could walk as quickly as you can.
I don't know. But it occurs to me that as I say that out loud, that I'm running away. I'm running.
And do you think that's true?
And I've been running my whole life. Yeah. I think so. Go ahead.
Well, so just saying that, making that statement to yourself out loud would be a reason why you're feeling numb when you're trying to connect to the feelings. You're also running away from the feelings. And we all do that. I would suggest that you might find it really beneficial to find a person who is a very experienced and qualified healer to hold you while you're going down into the place of releasing all of those feelings. Have you been connecting with any persons there in Italy who are healers who have been helpful to you?
I have a shiatsu therapist, and I have a naturopathic therapist. I started working with a therapist, but I found that, I don't know, it's too much about poor Jane, you've had such a hard life, and I don't feel that that's helpful.
Right. Well, the kind of therapy that I'm thinking would be really helpful is for you right now, in the present, would be people who fall into the general category of energy healers, which means that they facilitate running energy through your body so that the meridians are all cleared and flowing really freely. And there are a lot of different people with a lot of different qualifications who do that work. There are people that are energy healers that graduated from the same program I graduated from that typically are quite excellent. And there will be folks in your area who are graduates of their program. I would recommend that you might want to just do a search to find out what healers are available in your program. It sounds like to be able to work through the numbness, it might help to be able to have somebody else to be there with you as you do that, so that you can just really break through the numbness and be in a place where you no longer feel like you have to be running away. That website where you can get the listing of graduates, and there are graduates in across all countries in the world because the school's been in existence for 40 years, is called www.barbarabrennan.com, BARBARABRENNAN.COM. And on the website, you'll see it'll say find a practitioner. Click that and then look down for the country of Italy, and you'll see the listing of people who are graduates. You can then, their phone numbers there, you can call whoever might be listed and have a conversation and see if it calls out to you to be able to make an appointment with them. It's work that's not mental. It's not talking. It's not chatting. It's literally energetic. And so it sounds like it'll really help you to be able to access the ability to free up the numbness if you'll get a little help from somebody at this point?
I think that that's probably accurate. I, as you tell me this, you already suggested this once, and I looked it up, and there was nowhere in my area. So I need to find a different resource.
Okay, so you did look that up, that website, and there's nobody near you?
No.
Well, so there are other therapies with other names that are also possibilities. If you're doing any traveling, you might be able, in Italy, you might be able to go to visit somebody who's a graduate. But then there are people who are called cranial sacral therapists, and their therapy might also enable you to be able to access some of the numbness and clear that. Cranial sacral is what they're called, and that might be helpful as well. And I would imagine, I'm sure there must be cranial sacral therapists. Have you explored that as a possibility?
I haven't explored it as a possibility, but I do know of craniosacral therapists, who I think is very good, who I've worked with before.
And were they helpful?
Yes. Yes. I guess the problem was is that she's also a friend, and so I got embarrassed about all of the emotions that were coming out, although she didn't mind them at all.
Right. Okay, so that's exactly the work that is required to be able to do the releases so that you'll get more energy and feel lighter and get your life back, is to be able to go through experiencing all of those emotions and just let them fly. And that's what experienced therapists do for their clients. It's all confidential. They're never going to say anything to anybody about what happened. And I would say, from what you've described, it at this point is going to be difficult for you to make that happen yourself. You really need to get to be held by somebody else who's an experienced therapist. Sounds like you know somebody, so I would recommend before you make your journey here to the United States for your big conference, I would suggest to make a couple of appointments with the person that you already know who's been helpful. And let her know that your intention is you feel like you're a bit numb when it comes to some of these feelings. You want to be able to get down and release them and allow yourself to have whatever feelings emerge that need to emerge. That's what the work is all about. And the more you can go down deeply to whatever has been trapped, the better you're going to feel.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, Jane. Thank you so much for being here. So now, let me check in with Vonna. Hello, Vonna. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hi. So what's up today?
You had said the name Barbara, and I can't write real fast, so.
Okay, so that website, Vonna, is, of course, www. And I see you've written here, Barbara, you spelled her name correctly, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. And then it's Brennan, B as in boy, R as in Robert, E as in enter or easy, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Brennan, dot .com. And that website basically is for people who want to become students of the school. The reason to visit it is that they have a little menu item that says find a practitioner. So if you'll click on that, and I believe you're in Austin, Texas, so you'll just go down to the state of Texas and look to see who the people are in Austin and then make some calls, talk with some folks, and see if you're called out to go see somebody.
Yeah, the first of this, you were talking about something, and you gave a website at the very first of your conference call this today. It had to do with esters or something.
Oh, yes, ketone esters? Yes. Okay, so that one is the website that's not a public website where you can actually purchase the trainer bottle of ketone esters.
Oh.
And that website is, of course, www, like they all are, and then the word ketone, K-E-T-O-N-E, the word ketone, and then the word aid, A-I-D, and then it's .com.
Okay.
And then there's a forward slash, and the word buy, B as in boy, U as in under, Y as in yes, buy.
B-Y, okay.
B-Y. And that basically is a simple little page. It basically says click here to purchase the ketone ester. And then don't forget, too, if you decide you want to purchase the trainer bottle, is to add the coupon code ZERO, Z-E-R-O. That's what Frank told me to tell people. And you'll get free shipping.
Oh, okay.
And I just checked the website because I know he gets out of supply, but the website is still up. You can still order, which means he still has supply today.
So what is he telling us to do? What has it done for people?
Well, so, Vonna, it's new. The ketone ester is really, literally a new development as of about 6 months ago. So we don't have that much ester that has been produced for people to be able, with Parkinson's symptoms, to be able to have a really solid answer. We do have one report from Dwayne, who called in a couple of months ago. And Dwayne purchased a supply from Frank Losa, the CEO of this ketone aid company, way back when he first opened up sales. I think that was January, maybe December of last year. And they ran out of supply very quickly, but Dwayne ordered some supply, and he reports that it has been remarkably beneficial to him. That's what he said on one of these support group gatherings a couple of months ago.
Hmm.
So we have a report from Dwayne. Not that many people have actually purchased it because it hasn't been available, quite frankly. I mean, they haven't had enough supply to be able to sell it to people. So in the end, I have to say, I mean, the honest answer to all of these new therapies is we don't really know. We don't have much evidence at all. Certainly no research has been done on the ketone ester. It's really very much in the experimental stages. But I am personally enthusiastic, as I mentioned in the first part of our gathering, that the ester may provide wonderful benefits for people who are taking medicines. It may be that they'll be able to not be in a position where they have to take more and more medicines and then they get into a terrible downward spiral. It may be, according to what I've heard from Bill Curtis, he also has taken some of the ester over the last year or two. Bill is one of the sort of experimental subjects in NIH who's actually taken some of the ester. And Bill basically is taking 5 prescription medicines, and he's been doing great. Doesn't have side effects of the medicines. And Bill basically reports on the interview that I recently did with him on the radio show that he's been able to, I think he said, actually eliminate one medicine and hold steady. He hasn't had to increase the dosage of any of the other medicines at all. Maybe even he could decrease it just a little bit. Now, that's wonderful news because normally people have to take more and more medicine. But Bill has not. And in addition, he was reporting that his symptoms are very well controlled. So you're asking me, what evidence do we have? It's pretty scant, Vonna. Obviously, we have Bill Curtis, and there's an interview with him on the radio show, and we have Dwayne, and again, there's his testimonial from a couple of months ago. I don't have any other evidence that I've actually heard back, and that's why I'm kind of hoping that some of our members will be called out to, you know, give this a try. When you're asking questions like, okay, if I get it, how many drops do I take? I don't know. It's like, you have to kind of ask your body, how much do I need? If you're not going to take enough drops, it's not going to do very much good. If you take too many, then you're just sort of wasting your money. So you have to experiment to see how many drops your body needs. I mean, down the line, if we talk a decade from now, we're going to finally have some research about this, but right now there's no real evidence at all. But again, it's basically something that is new. Ketones are the natural brain food, so the brain can function on sugar, glucose, as we all know it does, or the brain functions on ketones, which are manufactured in the liver. And so by having this actual ketone ester, which is a direct infusion of ketones into the body, it really is enabling the body to receive natural brain food rather than relying on glucose. So it's much more efficient. And again, the evidence that I've heard back is it sounds like it's a very promising development. Having said all of that, there is the researcher who is responsible for this incredible development, Dr. Veach from the National Institute of Health. He's been working on this for his entire career and has known that it's Veach, V-E-E-C-H, Veach. V as in Victor, E as in easy, C-H. And he's got a lot of publications on the ester for people with Parkinson's symptoms.
What's his first name?
I can't quite recall, Vana.
Did you interview him before?
I can't quite recall, but he's NIH in Washington, D.C. So is Bill Curtis. That's the reason why Bill has been a volunteer subject of Dr. Veach's, is they've been working on this for a number of years. And so basically
NIH
it's...
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
No, the National Institute of Health in Washington, D.C., the federal National Institute of Health. And so he's done some remarkable work. They could make the ester 3 years ago or 2 years ago in the laboratory, but it cost $1,000 a gram, which was impossible for anybody, even billionaires. But now they've got the cost down to where it's much more manageable. So I'm hoping that more and more people will consider this as an option to explore. It's kind of like medicine, though I want to make sure everybody understands. Medicine is temporary. You take it, you know, it lasts for anywhere from an hour or 2 hours to 6 or 7 or 8 hours, and then it's basically its effectiveness is dwindles. But this is the same for the ketone ester. It's not a healing from the inside out. It's not addressing causes. It's basically something that will address symptoms. But that counts for a lot in my book. So I'm hoping that more and more people will explore this. And I've said this before, but I want to say it again. On the website that Frank Losa has created for purchasing, it's not a public website. It's very private. It says there, order now before we're out of supply. Now, that looks like it's a marketing ploy. I wrote this in the 2018 update to Road to Recovery. It's sort of, you look at that and like a lot of marketing things, you say, oh, right, you know, out of supply. That's just a big, you know, manipulation. It's not a manipulation. I just want everybody to know. It is not that. It's actually true. So the reason is that because, as I said in the very beginning of this program, because athletes have discovered that taking the ketone ester increases their performance significantly. So if you are a professional football player, and, you know, you get paid $4 million a year or more, if you take the ester, your performance has an edge over other players. And so these professional teams, they want to buy the ester right and left. I mean, you know, they know that their performance of their team will be enhanced. And so Frank is a little hesitant to get the word out to people because they really want more and more people with Parkinson's symptoms and other illnesses as well to begin taking the ester so they have an idea of who it helps and how it helps. We really don't know yet. So when it says order now before supply is out, again, you know, if I were to see that as just a customer visiting the website, I think, oh, right, you know, here's another one of manipulation. It's not a manipulation. He's really true. And the reason I checked today to see, okay, is he still selling it, was just because of that reason. He still has the order up. And so that means that you should still be able to order it. It is $300. It is a risk. There's no money-back guarantee like for the CBD oil. You get your money back if it doesn't work. I mean, there's not a money-back guarantee. $300 is, I'm pretty sure, his cost. He's not making a cent on this. I mean, he's just getting this started. So you're basically paying for what it cost him to be able to produce it. So it's something to consider, something to try. I want to encourage a lot of people not only to try that ketone ester, but to let me know, okay, what really happened. And, you know, obviously in these meetings, if you can come in and just let us know, did it help, did it not help, what was your experience, it would be really quite wonderful.
I've been taking Phenomen or whatever it's called for almost a year, well, starting Christmas.
And is that helping?
I don't know. I can't say it is. I can't say it isn't. I still have a tremor, and I still have a stiff finger on my right hand. I have less feeling in my right hand. It's like I've got a nerve problem in my right arm at the elbow. In fact, I've gone to 3 different doctors trying to decide whether I should have surgery on the nerve, whether I should have it or not.
Right.
I started to decide, trying to decide whether I want to or not. But you know how when you wave bye-bye to somebody, you curve your hand down. That's the way my hand is sort of permanently. I can't straighten it out all the way.
So do you have an idea of what the cause of that is?
If I did, I would probably be a rich person. I don't know.
So this years ago, described
years
to be
ago I was in. Years ago, I was in a snow tubing accident and fractured my right humerus.
Oh,
and the bone sort of inside my armpit on the arm side sort of protruded in. And I asked the orthopedic surgeon, would he fix it? And he said, no, you're just going to have problems with it. So I don't know that that's the I don't know whether that's the cause of it or not. I can't get doctors to say it isn't, you know, or it isn't.
Well, of course, those decisions you have to just ask your body, ask yourself, is that the best choice or not? I know, Vana, that you've expressed interest in learning more about the Beamer, and you're going to be going to one of their academies here in the next few months.
Yeah, I finally got registered for that thing.
Oh, hallelujah. Like, I know that was a challenge. My sense for you, Vana, is go to the event, you know, see what you think, see what your feeling is about the Beamer. It may be that using that therapy would provide some relief from the symptoms that you're experiencing. Now, we don't know, obviously, but go to the event and be open to the possibility that that might be a way to be able to allow your body to heal from the inside out, because it's going to send the oxygen to the places in your body that are problematic. The nutrients are going to get there. The waste is going to be removed. It may be that that's really what you need over the long run. And it has the great sleep program. So it may be that that's the more natural way to be able to address the symptoms you're experiencing.
Now, this will be one of the first trips I've taken by myself, because I've been traveling with my husband who's, you know, carries extra luggage or whatever. So this is sort of a maiden voyage for me by myself.
Oh, good, good. It's a healing voyage. It's like a shamanic a journey. You know, the shamans, they talk about going out on their own. That's what you're doing.
Well, we were going to be up at Lake Tahoe, and he's going to take me down to Reno, and then I'm going to fly from Reno back to Houston.
Oh.
I wish to see.
Well, good. Well, may you have a wonderful journey. We look forward to hearing how it went.
He's running his 20th marathon.
Oh, my God. That's impressive.
People ask me if I run. I said, yes, I run to the store. I run to the post office, but I run in my car. But I do walk some. But from time to time, it just seems like it's hard for me to handle stress. If something goes wrong, I just want to tear up.
And so that's the key to being able to address those neurological symptoms, is being able to turn down the volume of the sympathetic nervous system and turn up the volume of the parasympathetic.
Yeah, but
that's what healing is all about.
How
we're discussing in the Giant Leap for Recovery course a number of methods that you can use. I've been thinking about doing a little short course that provides some tips and clues for people of what you can do to tame down anxiety. Have I mentioned to you the cold water treatment?
Yes. In fact, I took a shower this morning, and when I finished, I put it down to icicle stage.
And so when you're anxious, can you put your hands into some icy cold water, and do you find that that shifts a bit, the anxiety shifts?
Well, I haven't done that in a while, but other than that, I'm just sort of getting along. I sort of hobble around like I'm dragging my feet. And the thing that really gets me is being sort of foggy-headed. It's almost like when I stand up, it's like I'm going to got to hang on to the wall or something like that for balance.
Oh, I see.
And I used to not, before I started taking that medication, I would feel foggy sometime and not sometime. I'd feel fine. So now I'm not feeling fine.
Oh, I see. So maybe it's a side effect of the medication that's creating a little bit of discomfort.
I have no idea what it is, besides the fact that my husband wants me to take the medication.
I see. Well,
I take 30 to 100 milligrams a day.
Well, you've launched on a journey of doing the medicines to suppress some symptoms, and then you're going to pursue the Beamer. So it sounds like you've got at least a tentative program to explore here in the next few months.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, well, sounds good. Bonna, thank you so much for checking in and calling in today. It's wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, talk to you later then.
Okay, that sounds great. And now we have some more written here that I need to read. And it comes from Julie. And it says, thank you for sharing. I have been feeling lots of grief and not able to really feel it deeply in my body. This comes from Julie. And then Julie says, Robert, I have to sign off. Your exchange with Jane really hit home. An episode is starting. Think feelings are coming up, and I am afraid to feel them. Not sure I know how to stay with them. I'll be in contact later. Thank you. I think I feel like a bad girl because I am like... Oh, that's funny, Julie. And then Julie also says, this is just a repeat of what Julie mentioned earlier. I think in terms of dealing with feelings, I have to say just in summary, since this was a big content of what we wound up covering today in our gathering, is that I really don't think I would have been able to be very successful in unsticking and ungluing all of those deep and dark and nasty feelings that I had been stuffing down successfully myself. I really did need some other, and I want to just use the broad word, healers or people to hold me while I was being able to do the releases. And, of course, the releases entail allowing a lot of emotions to surface. So I had never really, in my past life as an adult, been much of a crier, or I certainly had never expressed many feelings at all to anybody, not even myself. I'd really stuffed them all down. But allowing that door to open, I was experiencing things I'd never experienced in my life, and I certainly wasn't a youngster. So I think it really helps to be able to set the intention to say, all right, I'm going to stop using all of my energy to stuff these feelings deep down inside, and instead I'm ready to open up the door. And to realize that when you're going to people who are healers or energy healers or cranial sacral therapists or whoever they might be, they've done the very same work. I mean, they know what it looks like. They're comfortable with it. And they're helping you be able to do what they have done themselves. So I think it helps, in summary, to be able to find some people who are, again, I just want to use the broad word healers, who you can go to and have some healing sessions and be able to set the intention to release some of these emotions. So when we feel numb, we're holding and stuffing the emotions down. So it's time to be able to just open up the gate and allow them to flood out. So the more the tears, the better. The more the deep feelings are felt, the better. Because, again, the opportunity then is for all of that to be released, and then you're not spending all of your energy just stuffing it all down. That's why a lot of people get so exhausted, is because that's all they're doing, is they're just holding all the feelings down. So let them loose, and I think you'll be pleased with what the ultimate result is. So we got a couple of more questions here from Marianne. Marianne says, how about stem cell therapy? Is there a radio show covering that? Mary Jane, and I know I have shows about virtually every topic imaginable. I've not done a show on stem cell therapy. Partly the decision is that that's really a medical therapy. So I don't do shows on deep brain stimulation or specifically Sinemet per se or any of these other kind of medications because that really feels like that's under the domain of people who are medical doctors. And so, no, I don't have a show on that, nor do I expect that I will have on that. Stem cell therapy is, in most cases, expensive, and it can provide temporary relief, sometimes very much welcome relief. So it's one of those options that I'm really glad is available. It's especially, I think, in my opinion, helpful for people who are very, very advanced and very disabled. So for people who are perhaps in wheelchairs or nearly in wheelchairs or who are really struggling in lots of different ways and they don't have the energy to exercise or to have the energy to be able to eat natural, healthy food, then I think stem cell therapy might be something that would be really useful as it gives you sort of a temporary jump start on your energy level so that you can really reclaim and get your life back. For people who are not in that place of total disability or near disability, it seems to me there are many other options that are far, far, far less expensive. And just to explain one of them that I cover in the 2018 update, which is the electromagnetic field pulse therapy, and the more specific one that I think is really at the top of the list of therapies that really can provide long-standing benefit is called the Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. So if you compare the cost of stem cell therapy with the cost of the Beamer, stem cell therapy is far more expensive, and it's a one-shot deal. That's all you get. Stem cell therapy, here it is. Great. We hope you're better. And oftentimes you will be. Not, by the way, not always. I've had reports from people, and it depends on what the stem cell therapy was, where it came from. I mean, there are a lot of complications. But clearly we know some people have been really benefited from that, and the technology has been much advanced. However, so the Beamer is much less expensive, and it is a lifetime therapy. You get to use it every friggin' day. And it's sending oxygen to the cells and removing waste from the cells. And so, you know, in terms of options to consider, the issue with stem cell therapy is, number one, expensive. Number two, it is invasive. They're putting stuff into your body, so you're running a slight risk of some complications with infections or you name it, but that's very unlikely. And finally, that's it. You know, you're relying on somebody else to fix you, but for the Beamer, that's really, as I see it, something that allows you to heal from the inside out. So I've been impressed by, I think, the long-term benefits of something like the Beamer. So I just want to say stem cell therapy may be a wonderful option for some people, but there are other options that are far less expensive that might be providing some much more enriched long-term benefit. Marianne also says, how about magnesium, Ivana? Oh, right. So Marianne, Ivana, if you're still here, Marianne is saying, what about magnesium, particularly magnesium oil or magnesium lotion that you can put onto your hand? That's something that typically really makes a huge difference. So if you're having cramping in your hand, get some of that magnesium lotion and put it right on the area of the cramping, wherever you're cramped up, and oftentimes you'll see a nice relief. I purchase a magnesium high-quality lotion from a company called Ancient Minerals, Ancient, A-N-C-I-E-N-T, Ancient, and then dash Minerals, M-I-N-E-R-A-L-S. And basically they have a magnesium lotion that's quite excellent. And I notice that if I put it on every day, I don't have any cramping in my calves or my feet. If I don't, I can get it nighttime cramping, and if I just apply the lotion to the place, the area, the location of the actual cramping, it resolves. It's quite a miracle. It resolves in a matter of a minute, sometimes 2 minutes. So magnesium lotion is really a wonderful therapy. We all need to be taking a magnesium supplement, and I think the lotion for me is a much preferred supplemental mechanism rather than a pill or a supplement, because the food no longer has the magnesium that we need in our body, so you really have to supplement with some kind of magnesium. So I think what Marianne is suggesting, Vana, is consider magnesium as a supplement if you haven't already done so. So it looks like I've got all of the Q&A questions addressed, and I'm looking in the chat room, and I've got all of the chat room issues addressed. And I think then we've covered everybody who had a question or an issue for today's August 2018 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group meeting. And thank you each and everyone for connecting into our gathering today. We'll, of course, have our support group gathering next month in September, the last Monday at 12 noon Pacific time. You all are cordially and deeply invited to join us for that gathering. But remember, please, that is only one of the many different other ongoing day-in and day-out support services you are able to take advantage of as Parkinson's Recovery members. So be sure to visit those websites that I support and update and post every single weekday as well as every single week, with just a rich array of experiences and information and content and support that is what I think can help substantially your ability to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. Know that by virtue of the fact you have set the intention to heal, that you are Parkinson's Recovery members, that you indeed are on the road to recovery as we speak now. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound that are absolutely gorgeous today, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and as you know, all of the children are truly loved. Thank you for being with us today. We look forward to connecting with each of you 1 month from today, the last Monday in September, if not before.